The Brady Report.
It is a Friday morning. Enter Brady, g'day.
Yeah, weekend ahead. Morning, fellas. Morning, everyone.
The UK, the home of the acid attack.
Yeah, this is a really disturbing statistic in the papers today. They've studied quite how many acid attacks have happened across the UK this year, predominantly in London. Most of the offenders are men aged between 26 and 35. There have been more than 400 in between the start of the year and April. So in the year up to April, so you can almost double that. If they continued at that same rate, it would be 800 for the year. And that makes the UK the highest rate of acid attacks anywhere in the world. 2017 likely to be the worst year on record here. And the police really are struggling because the law, as it stands, you know, there is obviously a law if you're carrying a knife or if you're carrying a gun. There is no specific offence here of carrying acid. And these young thugs are maiming people. You know, it's a horrendous crime, lifelong impact on the victim, just really, really terrible.
And finally, some good news about the avocado.
Yeah, so we get a lot of people ending up in hospital here, believe it or not. Don't laugh. Slicing avocados here is a very dangerous business. People trying to get the stone out of the middle. Marks and Spencer, the supermarket chain, who first brought the avocado to the UK in 1968, they have found a Spanish variety. It's basically the result of pollinated avocado blossom. It doesn't have a stone in the middle, so you can eat the flesh, you can eat the skin, and you don't need to get a sharp knife to get the stone out of the middle. Pack of five costs $4. Not sure how many you'll need for a smashed avocado on toast there, Mildy, but good news if it keeps people out of hospitals getting stitched.
Mate, have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for your work this week, and we'll do it again on Monday.
Talk soon, guys.